Gemara in Masech the Krisis that Vav and Mabez teaches us. Amar of Hanab Abizna, Amar of Shimon Chasida, called Tanis Shein by Mipaishi Yisrael, Ena Tanis. Any Tanis that doesn't include people who are Paishi Yisrael is not considered a valid Tanis. Shrei Chabona Reich Ra, the Chabona has a foul smell. Umona Kosov and Samona Akhtaris, and it's still mentioned together with all the other Samamona. And as the Aruch HaNer explains, what's the connection between a Tanis and Ketiris? The Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta Tanis, Daf Tezvav and Aleph teaches us that the main point of the Tanis is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should hear our tefillas. And when the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Mem Aleph Pasuk Beis, says, Tikon Tefilosi Ketiris Lefanecha. Tefila is compared to Ketiris. So since tefillah is compared to ketiris, and ketiris has in it the chalbana, therefore we're supposed to have in our tefillahs Parsha Yisrael as well. And in fact, the Mefarshim say, as our Gemara keeps on mentioning, the chalbana is one of the ingredients that's spoken about as being part of all, in the middle of all the ingredients, to teach us that the people of that type should be intermingled together with all of us. Chas v'Shalom, says the Iyun Yaakov, that we shouldn't think that if there's a place where there's only tzaddikim, that the tefillah, the tshuva, is not accepted. The Pasuk says, v'amech kulam tzaddikim lo'olam yishu eretz. The Gemara Masechta in Sanhedrin says, "Ein ben David ba atchiyei dor shekulei zakai." What the Gemara means to say, says the Iyun Yaakov, that even if chas v'shalom there are people who are not tzaddikim, what we should do is not push them away. That would be considered lo sasa gudus. We shouldn't break Klal Yisrael into separate groups. Rather, we should try to all gather together in one group. Like the Gemara says regarding the Lulav, that the Lulav represents the people that have Yesh Bei Torah, Vein Bei Maisim, Yesh Bei Maisim, Vein Bei Torah. Some have both, some have one, and some have neither. And Yizadu Kulam Yachad, we all have to gather together. That's the avoid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And in fact, as the Rosh Haran says, that as our Gemara explains, the Levina has a foul smell. But when that Levina is put together with all the other ingredients, not only does that final product not have a foul smell, but actually that Levina makes that the Ketiris should have a better smell. It creates a better matzav. And that's what is the lesson of our Gemara. The lesson of our Gemara is that not only do the people who are not of the high madrega detract from our avoda, but they actually enhance our avoda. Because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking from us, explained through Rishonim, the Piskei Rid explains, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for us that we should all be by good achas. Just like by the Malachim, there is no machloikis amongst the Malachim. Their entire purpose is just to do the Ratzon Hashem. So too is it supposed to be by Klal Yisrael. And in fact, the Marv Hashemesh takes it a step further. The Marv Hashemesh says, we know in our Gemara, the Gemara here teaches us that the Ketiris was ground, and when they ground it, they had to say Hadef Hetev, Hetev Hadek. We're all supposed to be ground. The Tzaddik is supposed to work on the Rosha and make that the Rosha should improve until we're all combined into one complete ketores. The Mashab explains that the reason we have to have tzaddikim rishoyim together is because if we're going to have the rishoyim separate, who is going to be megan? Who's going to protect those rishoyim? But when they were together with the tzaddikim protect them. The Reinu Bechaya says that we know that the rule is Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. We're all responsible one for another. And because we're all responsible for other, if there are Rishoyim in Klal Yisrael, that's an issue that the Tzaddikim have to answer for. So that's why the Tzaddikim have to draw these Rishoyim close in order that they should not have that on their plate. Another explanation that the Rif suggests is that by having Rishoyim together with the Tzaddikim, it shows how great the Tzaddikim are. And we need Tzaddikim in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Rachmanis on us. And the way we're able to show how great these Tzaddikim are is by having the Rishoyim together. The Be'er Ma'im Chaim says that when a Rosha comes together with a Tzaddik, so of course it has a tremendous influence on him. And because it has that tremendous influence on him, we who were there and caused this Rosha to have this Hira Tshuva, we who caused the Rosha to change the way of his life, have a tremendous Schus. And that Schus is critical for us to have that our Tfilas and our Tanis should be accepted. Another explanation that the Kli Yoker suggests, and the Ma'am Lois says, similar pshat, is that a tzaddik himself really shouldn't have to fast. He didn't do anything wrong. Not only maybe didn't he do anything wrong, but by him fasting, he maybe can't learn the way he normally learns or do mitzvahs and daven normally the way he normally does. But why does he do it? Because there are rishoyim there as well. And those rishoyim do need to fast. So the tzaddik fasts in order that the Rosha should also fast. But if the Rosha is not fasting, and I'm not including the Rosha, then maybe I shouldn't have fasted. And according to these two pshatim, we could understand why the Gemara specifies called Tanish Shem Bepash Yisrael. What does the Gemara speak about a Tanis? It should be a even tefillah. In fact, in Rashi, in Chumash Rashi, when he speaks about this, says, Shlo Yekel by Neinu, Litzarif Imono Begudus Tanisenu, Vitfilasenu, as Pashi Yisrael, Sheinunim Imono. But our Gemara only mentions the Tanis, because the truth is that maybe we shouldn't fast. But only reason we have a right to fast is only because we want to create that the Rishoyim should fast. And then we fast for them, but we have to have them there to show that that's why we're fasting. Another explanation that the Shemesh Shmuel suggests, that the word Ketores comes from the word Kishur, to tie together. When a person does an Aveira, the reason a person does an Aveira is because he's disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when we bring the Rishoyim amongst us, as we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we connect them together with us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because we connect them together with us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how they have a Yeshua as well. However, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simen Nun Hei Sif Yud Aleph and Sif Yud Beis, says that somebody who is over the Gzeir Tzibur or he does an Aveira, so if he wasn't put into Cheirim, he can be considered part of the Minyan. But if he's in Cheirim, then we can't put him into the Minyan. We're allowed to daven in the Shul, but he can't be put in the Minyan. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Mem Zayin, But even if somebody did an Aveira for which there's a Chiv Misa Chas V'Shalom, he's still considered Yisrael. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, we have to be careful that if somebody is a Mumal Avodah Zarah or is Mechalel Shabbos B'Faresya, we shouldn't expel him from the shul. We shouldn't expel him from the shul. But as much as we shouldn't expel him from the shul, we shouldn't count him for a minyan. This Gemara is the basis for the minig, how we begin every year Yom Kippur. As we begin Kol Nidre Yom Kippur in the evening, we say B'Yeshiva Shomalo or B'Yeshiva Shomato Aldas HaMokon V'Aldas HaKol Onu Matirim L'Spalel Im HaRavyonim. And the Torah says, why do we start the Tefillah on Yom Kippur this way? Based on our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, Kol Tanis Shemim Poshi Yisrael Ein Tanis. And therefore we go out of a way as we begin Yom Kippur to say we want the Tanis of Yom Kippur to be accepted, our avoid of Yom Kippur to be accepted, and therefore we specifically are inviting the Avayonim to be part of our tefillah. And in fact, I saw that we all know that the minig is on Yom Kippur when we say Krishma, unlike all year round, when we say Krishma, we say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusoy out loud. Why? So the Pashup Pshat, the minig is, because on Yom Kippur, we like Malachim. Malachim say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusoy Lo'olam V'od out loud. However, the Pachad Yitzchak explains that the reason we say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusoy Lo'olam V'od out loud on Yom Kippur is because the Rishayim are amongst us. As we're learning this reason specifically to have Rishonim join us for our Tefillah on Yom Kippur, and they're going to see us saying Baruch Shem Kvayim Achus Alayim Avod quietly, they're going to think that maybe we believe there's a second God. In order to make sure that nobody, people who aren't sure, that don't know what we're normally doing, we go out of our way to invite them and not let them make any mistake. In conclusion, I saw a beautiful vort. The pasuk says, "V'yitzaku al Hashem b'tzar lehem," but the word "b'tzar" is spelled "beis tzadik resh." So I saw that the Sefer Lakuti Bas Lakuti explains that the beis tzadik resh stands for beinanim. The beis is beinanim. Tzadik stands for the tzadikim, and resh stands for rishoyim, the three categories of people in Klal Yisrael. V'yitzaku al Hashem. We're mispalel to Hashem. Who is supposed to be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But Tzar, all of Klal Yisrael together, the Beinanim, the Tzadikim, and the Rishoyim. And when we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of us together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears and accepts our tefillos as memalei avakashos.